Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the 10-minute weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on September 11th, 2009. Well, you know what the MBA degree is all about, but have you ever considered a PhD? Some business professionals have their sights set on working in higher education as business school teachers and researchers. If that's one of your goals, then Darden can help you get there with a PhD. Professor Andy Wicks is the director of Darden's doctoral program, and he joins us on the Business Cast. Welcome. This is your first time here. Great to have you.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So how big is our doctoral program? How many students are we talking about?
Well, we just added a cohort of 12 students, 8 who are full-time, 4 who are part-time, and we have 3 others who are continuing on and hope to be finishing in the next several months.
So when we talk full-time, what kind of a time commitment are those students looking at?
It is a full-time commitment.
Yeah.
They're taking 4 classes per term. They also spend time doing an RA-ship for the program, for which they get compensated for. Mm-hmm. And they're going to a variety of lectures and doing research on the side. So there's a lot of demands on their time.
Yeah. How many years are they looking at?
It's a 4-year program.
Uh-huh.
They spend 2 years in classes. Then they take a series of comprehensive exams to test what they've learned in those classes, and then they go off and write a dissertation.
Wow.
Yeah.
it's certainly nothing to go into lightly. The part-time, obviously the same things are required. It's just going to be spread out a little farther.
Exactly.
Right?
A number of these people are folks who either work for Darden or have a full-time job and just simply can't throw the full amount of their attention and their time into this.
Why are the students pursuing the doctorate?
A variety of reasons, but the one common theme is they all want to become excellent researchers and pursue a career in academia. Oh. And that's really the reason to pursue a PhD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the past, you'd see some people get a PhD and not necessarily go to academia, maybe go back into business. But this one, we're looking at maybe your future colleagues, right, professors?
Exactly. That's the primary intent. And again, some of these people may do some consulting on the side, but typically that would be sort of an addition to what they're going to do as their primary work.
What type of prerequisites as far as degrees? Is it require an MBA?
You have to have an undergraduate degree, a bachelor's degree, and we ask for a master's. The preferred master's is the MBA because, again, in our program, we really want our students to know something about business.
Sure. How is it different from an MBA?
Well, again, the entire focus of what you're trying to do is different. With the MBA, you're looking to go out and work in management someplace. With a PhD, you're looking to become a professor. And our focus is less on the teaching side, and it's more on how to become a cutting-edge thinker, generate new ideas.
I'm assuming that's quite a shift of gears for that student after going through an MBA program. This is very
absolutely
different.
Absolutely. But again, you know, a lot of times we've actually found a number of our best PhD students in the Darden classroom. And what you'll find is in the classroom conversations, there are students who have a different mindset. They ask a different set of questions, and they're very thoughtful people. And a lot of times that's how we find our students is we get that different sense from them in terms of their ability to ask very probing theoretical questions, have faculty pick up on that, talk to them, and find out that indeed many of them are interested in a PhD.
How's it different from your standpoint, teaching a big class of MBA students versus a small group of PhDs?
Yeah, it's an entirely different experience. And again, the teaching style is similar. It's just on a much smaller scale.
Uh-huh.
And typically you're talking about either a collection of academic articles or a book. And it's every bit as engaging a conversation. It's just more about perhaps more abstract ideas.
Yeah. What about some of our graduates? And this is by far, and this is not a new program. We've had the program for a while, and we've got alumni out there.
We do. And we've done an extremely good job of placing our students that have graduated from the program. We've got students right now at University of St. Thomas. We place people at Wharton. We have a student at Rice University and a student at University of Richmond, among others.
Yeah. How many Darden faculty are involved in the PhD program?
Right now, the program directly touches 3 areas of expertise: entrepreneurship, ethics, and LO. And faculty across those areas are teaching in the program. But in addition to that, we have a course we offer on strategy, and there's I want to say there's going to be 7 or 8 different faculty and strategy who will help contribute to that. And then beyond what we do in the classroom, we also encourage faculty to get to know the students, to develop relationships with them that could lead to additional research. So there may be as many as 20 or 30 different faculty who are playing some kind of a role, either directly or indirectly, in the PhD program. And we're trying to expand that.
Now, our MBA program is known for the closeness of the faculty and the students. I mean, no student leaves here without a pretty large group of favorite professors. But PhD programs tend to be quite close. You tend to work very closely with your professor. Is there a difference in that closeness of the MBA to the PhD at Darden?
Both are you know, as you described them, tight relationships. Yeah. But again, they're of a different sort.
Sure.
I think there is a very special relationship, particularly with your thesis advisor.
Yeah.
Here again, in the program, we're trying to encourage people to have multiple faculty that they're close to, and that's much more analogous with the MBA program, the daytime program. But as is typically the case in the PhD program, there's usually one faculty member who you end up being particularly close to, and that's a relationship that will oftentimes carry you through an entire career. It often leads to writing relationships that continue for many, many years.
Oh, great. Darden's class this year is a little bit larger than most. Did we purposely go out and do that? Was there somebody who said, let's make this a little bit bigger, or what happened?
Absolutely. Part of it was the encouragement of the faculty, but also it was the leadership of Bob Bruner and seeing the importance of scholarship and research to the future of the school and the brand of the school.
Yeah.
And we really see the doctoral program as a way to generate more ideas, both in terms of the people that are coming through the program that are going elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
They're going to have the Darden brand attached to what they do.
Right.
But we also believe that while they're here, it really ramps up the intellectual culture of the school, our research productivity, the excitement of the faculty makes us all more productive. And again, if you see the PhD program as something that ramps up our intellectual profile, that's I think that's extremely important for the future of the school.
Yeah.
Fortunately, Dean Bruner saw that and committed the resources to making it happen.
Great.
At the same time, we also wanted to expand the areas of interest that are explicitly incorporated in the folks in the LO area, leadership and organizations, are now explicitly a part of the program.
My PhD is in communication, but I know one of the thrills for students in a doctoral program is getting to maybe co-author or do some research with a faculty member. And I assume what a thrill that would be with this faculty to be
Absolutely.
Able to do that.
Yeah, and that is the standard. Again,
wow.
Students have to write their own original piece of research in a dissertation.
Sure.
But along the way, the typical profile is our students will have written multiple papers,
wow.
oftentimes with multiple faculty, before they leave.
That's great. Now, if somebody listening thinks, this might be something for me, is there anything they should do to prepare? I mean, other than contacting you or get on the website, is there something they should be doing or thinking about?
Absolutely. I would spend some time reading some of the academic journals.
Oh.
And again, within management, there's a few that jump out.
Right.
Academy of Management Review, Academy of Management Journal, if you're interested in business ethics, Business Ethics Quarterly. But look at some of the academic writing and see whether or not this is the kind of thing that either puts you to sleep or really energizes you and makes you feel like this is something that you'd like to do.
Right. Great. Professor Andy Wicks, the director of Darden's doctoral program, thanks so much for taking time and being on the podcast with us.
Thank you.
If you would like to learn more about Darden's doctoral program, we encourage you to get information. You can email Professor Wicks at wicksa@darden.virginia.edu. That's wicksa@darden.virginia.edu. Or you can go to the Darden homepage. You'll see the PhD tab right at the top of the page. Well, that's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden website, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thanks for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.